On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Okay, boys and girls out there, it's time for top three, bottom three. This is a bit, we haven't done in a while, but sometimes we do it on bands or specific albums. And this week, my choice was The Marvelous Three's Ready, Sex, Go, which was released in the year 2000. A little background on this particular album, it didn't do that great on the Billboard charts. In fact, it was only on for 2 weeks, and it peaked at number 196.
Oh, man.
So this might be an album that a lot of people have never heard, but I personally think it's really good. And this band was fronted by Butch Walker, who's one of those guys that, if you know him, you're probably a huge fan, but unfortunately, most people don't know who the hell he is. But he's made his living mostly by producing and writing songs for other acts and making him millions of dollars, and that's why he lives in Malibu.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a top producer now. I mean, he's done like Fall Out Boy, Avril Lavigne, Pink. I mean, just about anybody. He did the latest Green Day album. Just about anybody has, anybody recent has had Butch Walker do his album.
Bowling for Soup. He's done that.
Bowling for Soup, yeah.
Lots of a lot of the stuff he does, I'm going to guess is kind of the hard rock power pop. You know, hard rock with great harmonies and hooks for days.
Stuff, yeah.
If you like that kind of music, this is right up your alley.
Oh, totally.
So we figured we'd try this one out. And what we're going to do is we're going to go over each one of us going to go over our bottom three. And then we'll go over our top three and we'll debate it and I'll put in little sound clips from each song we discuss so you can get a, you know, taste of what we're talking about. So I'm going to start with my bottom three off the Marvelous Three's Ready, Sex, Go album, which has 13 tracks on it. At number three, I chose the song Beautiful. Either way, when it looks at all the girls when you look away, don't want to show your hair is too early. Which,
okay,
I don't think is a bad song at all, but I had to choose three bad, and that was the tough part for me. I had to choose three songs that were the bottom ones.
Yeah, this was a really tough one because every song, you know, I'm really into hooks and melody and harmonies, and this album has it all over the place, and it was really hard to pick a bottom three.
So what's your number three?
My number three is Beautiful as well.
Just to let you guys know, we don't talk about this before we do this. That's too funny.
We never do. The only thing we talk about is Mark will send me a text. Hey, top three, bottom three this week is Marvelous Three, Ready, Sex, Go. And that's it.
Yep.
So then we got to go back and refamiliarize ourselves with the album. I used to listen to this one all the time. I'm a huge Butch Walker fan. His latest album is probably one of the best he's ever done. It's awesome. But anyway, number three for me is Beautiful.
I like his latest album, but I wouldn't say it's the best, but that's for another day. All right, and my number two in the bottom, which is second to worst, is called I'm Losing You. I'd like to take her to the parties, but she'd leave alone. It's hard to cover up the smell of sex when back alone.
Thank you.
which again, I don't dislike, but I had to pick a bottom three.
Yeah.
What about you?
Number two.
For
the bottom three is Better Off Alone. Can we take it to the bridge and skip the part about the fridge where she keeps a cold heart by a stale Pop-Tart and all the brothers that she fucked are piled in a truck and with a little luck you can get your feet back on the ground.
Better Off Alone.
Yeah, which I like the song, but again, like you, I had to pick a bottom three, which was tough.
Well, just to let you know, that song is going to come up later in this broadcast.
Uh-oh.
So, I picked I'm Losing You, you picked Better Off Alone. Okay.
Well. All right.
And my number one worst song in this album is probably going to surprise you. It's Cigarette Love Song. Which I think is the last song in the album, and I think it's the last song they ever played live as a band. I don't dislike the song. I just don't think it's that great on the album, but when they perform it live, I think they do it just with a piano, and they change it up a little bit. Not a bad song, but it's my least favorite on the album.
Okay, I think that one's going to come up again later on in this segment.
I had a feeling.
My number one, I don't want to say worst song, but my number one bottom song is I Could Change. Yeah. And Mona Lisa smiled as I was walking out the door. She said, you know, you gotta keep it real just like the year before. I second that emotion and 20,000 more. You know that I could change and you could change, but everybody would stay. Didn't think that wasn't as hooky as some of the other ones.
Yeah, that song almost made my top three.
Yeah, see, you could, if I was in a different mood, I could go through and pick a completely different set of six on this. But, you know, when I was listening to it and over the time, I was like, man, I love this song. And, you know, it got to be which songs did I love the least. So,
yeah, that's why I had to listen to it. I take these long walks. And I just kept listening to the album over and over and over again. Like, I put a song in and hear another song and take it out. And say, oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Little trivia for you. Who plays piano on Cigarette Love Song?
I'm assuming Butch Walker, but I'm guessing not.
A guy named Roger Joseph Manning Jr.
Really?
He plays on two songs, and that's one of them. He will come back. Well, we'll talk about him later because he comes up again in another song.
All right.
So if you don't know who he is, he's the keyboard player for Jellyfish and the Licorice Quartet, and Beck, and a lot of other people.
Oh yeah, he's all over the place, and he's one of my favorites as well. That guy's great.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he played on this album.
Danny and I are both big Jellyfish fans and Butch Walker fans, and kind of in the power pop vein, so kind of get it. I can see these guys working together very easily.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It'd be cool to have heard a Jellyfish album with Butch Walker producing. I don't think it would have been quite as quirky as Jellyfish is, which I totally am into. I love that about them. Same with Licorice Quartet. You know, they're very quirky, but really, really good songs. So
absolutely.
I can see it.
All right. So those are the worst songs that we thought, but they're really not that bad, so we can't really say they're the worst songs. Just the ones we like the least, and we probably out of the three each of us picked, we like two of the three, so.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so my top three, okay, number three for me is a song that Danny mentioned, and I like it, Better Off Alone. They regret it when I let it. I let it get the best of me. It's killing me. I'm the epitome of everything. which I love the hooks. I just love the choruses. Just every time I listen to it, I'm dancing in the aisles and singing. So. it's a good
that I don't want to see.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Well, I can definitely see that, but my bottom or my number three, top three was Supernatural Blonde. Can't remember anyone except I'm late for work, and I know that it sucks, because I know I owe my girlfriend $25, and if you existed, then I wouldn't resist it. With a Supernatural Blonde, come on down, Supernatural Blonde, I would die for you, Supernatural Blonde, when no one else is around, Supernatural Blonde, that's when I see you.
Yeah.
I love that song.
I agree. I love that song, too, but it just didn't quite make it. There's like four or five songs that I could have easily slipped in there, depending on the day.
Absolutely. You should see my list. I have things crossed out and re-put in and then crossed out again.
Yeah.
Difficult.
My number two song features the piano intro by Roger Joseph Manning Jr. and guitar solo by Yogi from Buck Cherry. The name of that song is Radio Tokyo.
Good choice.
Excellent. Let me guess. Was
that happens to be my number two song as well.
Yes. We're on the same page.
Song,
oh, gosh. So good. And it's amazing that this album only made it to 196, but at the time, they were fighting with their record label, which is Elektra. I guess their second album got more promo, and their third one, they didn't get any, so they were trying to get out of their contract. So.
Yeah, they probably... No sales at all, no push from the company. I know that's why they broke up, because they didn't break up over differences within the band. It was all management stuff,
and so
which
far,
is unfortunate.
And so far, we have not named the two songs that were picked as singles and released as singles. We haven't named them yet, and we may not. So
we may not.
All right, my number one song, I bet you it's yours too, Grant Park. Knife in her heart, when you tell her that you can't stand the song anymore. The one you two adopted on the prom dance floor. You can be a Tom Cruise and make a big scene. I'll be like MacGyver and cut it clean. Either way, there's gonna be blood on the floor. When you tell her that you don't dig girls anymore. Anymore.
Oh, I love that song. That's one of the ones that I crossed out as my number three.
Ooh.
Top three, but it's not on my list.
Oh, Grant Park is that's my favorite Marvelous Three song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah, but it didn't make yours, so.
No.
What possibly could be your number one?
My number one is Cigarette Lighter Love Song.
Oh,
no!
Oh boy!
I love that song, and I think it's because I've seen him maybe 8 or 10 times, and he plays that every single time, and every time it's better than the last, and it's just such an emotional song. He plays it solo piano, just him. When first couple times I saw him, he would have the band come in near the end of the song and kind of rock it up a little bit, but usually it's just him on a piano being all emotional.
Yeah, the two times that I've seen him by himself in a club, either playing guitar solo with him or playing in front of the piano, he has played that song twice. And it is much better by himself with just the piano. I agree.
Yeah.
The band version I don't like as much.
Yeah, but maybe that's what I was going with, and that's really not fair to the album version or to some of the other songs like Grant Park that I was going by what I've seen live, but it, I just think I love that song.
Okay, so we disagree on that one, but it's not really much of a disagreement. Now, here's what do you think the two singles were off this album? And we haven't named either one of them.
I totally would have said Radio Tokyo or Supernatural Blonde.
Nope. Sugar Buzz. You can speak the sign of your ass, the one that says it won't last. My sugar buzz is growing higher and higher every day. And Get Over It. Get Over and Sugar Buzz.
Now, I had Sugar Buzz as one of my top three also. You know, I'm listening, I'm just going through the album, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I love this song.
But I think Get Over was the lead single. I know, yeah, this might leave a mark, 'cause you should never get over me. 'Cause I will never get over you. Maybe that's why the album stiffed, I don't know.
Maybe.
And it's not
they didn't ask us.
And it's not a bad song either.
No.
I can't believe you didn't put Grant Park in your top three. What is wrong with you? That song is so good. There's actually
I can't believe you had Cigarette Lighter Love Song in your bottom three.
What's wrong?
What the hell, man?
Like, I have taste. You know, there's an actual video for Grant Park.
Really?
It's quite funny. It never got, but if you go on YouTube, you'll find it. He's just Butch walking down the street with a yelling with a boombox on his shoulder, walking down and yelling at people and talking around. It's not really great. It's not a great video, but it's entertaining.
Yeah, I was gonna say it sounds funny.
Everybody out there, this album didn't get a fair shake in the year 2000. 20 years later, if you can find it, go ahead and listen to it. Especially if you
I think it still holds up. I mean, it's not. It's certainly not like you go, oh, man, that's aged poorly. It's really good.
No, you could easily hear some new band playing this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hooks for days. Great playing, great songs. It's fantastic. Just didn't sell at all. It didn't get promoted. They got buried by their record company. So.
Yeah, stupid record companies.
So, hey.
We should run one.
Yeah.
Not these days.
No, I don't think, we'd probably release like AOR stuff and power pop stuff like this and some hard rock and a little bit of metal. And yeah, we get no sales
out of our garage.
Yeah. I think we better stick to our jobs now while we still have them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. So we do this little bit here just so you guys would hopefully get turned on to something you've never heard before. Yeah, track this one down. I'm sure you can get it pretty cheap.
Yep, it was called Ready, Sex, Go.
By the Marvelous Three. If you like anything by Butch Walker, to me, this is one of his best albums.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So run out and get it now.
Right now. We'll wait.
Okay. Goodbye.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show is 100% free. The hosts of the show make absolutely nothing for doing the show. It's done for the love of the music they grew up with.
All right, all fans of our show, it's time for another episode of Cover This, where we put a 30-second segment of a song together of a cover song, and we try to figure out who the original artist is, the name of the song, and who the covering artist is. Sometimes easy, sometimes very difficult. So, Mark, go ahead and play the segment.
All right, let's see if we can get this together here. Hopefully it's something I can get pretty quick. On a Saturday morning, I was dreaming I was Al Capone. There's a rumor going around, gotta clear out of town, and I'm smelling like a trapped bone. Here come the law, gonna break down the door, gonna carry me away once more. I never get it anymore. Gotta get away from the Stone Cold Flow. Crazy, Stone Cold Crazy. Ooh, that was the original was from Queen. That is Stone Cold Crazy.
Yep.
Now we have to get the covering artist. I think I know. I think it is Enough's Enough.
That is correct. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think it's that good, though. I like Enough's Enough a lot. I don't dig that cover at all.
Yeah, it's that's from their covers album that they did, Covered in Gold.
Covered in Gold. Was that like part of it? It's Donnie V singing, part of it's Chip singing, I think.
I wasn't
not a big fan of that album.
And I saw them at a really tiny club in Jersey years and years ago.
It was a tiny stage, tiny club. And it was
We were right up against the stage. I mean, the guy was, Chip and Donnie were like less than 3 feet from us. It was not a socially distanced show.
Yeah, it was probably 20 of us in there, right? Maybe. And we were there forever. We got there. Yeah. We think, this show's going to be around 8, right? 8, 9? No, I think the opening band probably went on like 10 or 11.
Yeah, it was like, come on, guys. Jeez.
Do you remember the opening band?
No.
Fuzzbubble.
That's right. And I saw them not too much later open for Cheap Trick in Philly.
And their album is actually really good.
Yeah.
I guess they were.
That's the band that did the I Don't Think You Cut It, But Your Hair Do.
I don't know that song, but I know.
Oh, man, it's hilarious.
They were on Sean Puffy Combs, I guess, tried to break a rock act, and that's the one he tried to break. I guess they didn't. They didn't break, but I have some of their songs, and they're really good. But then after that, they just kind of.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. I didn't realize Fuzzbubble opened for that. I forgot that. But that was a great show. I mean, you couldn't have been closer to the band without being in the band.
Yeah. We were in some small town. Was it Central Jersey or North Central Jersey?
It was pretty far from where I live now. It was at least an hour.
But it was in the boonies. It wasn't in a big city. Like Jersey was like one of the few states where they pump the gas for you. They still do that there?
Yep. It's a law.
I think Jersey and I think Oregon, maybe they pump gas for you. Maybe I think that's about it.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, great job figuring that out.
Thank you. So I got one for you, which I think you'll probably get. But I don't know about you people out there, so get to listen closely.
So pay attention.
Yeah, you might learn something.
All right, here we go.
All right, Danny, you think you got it?
All right. That is definitely the Winery Dogs.
You are correct.
I think the song's title is Love is a Lie. Love is Alive.
Alive, that's correct. Yeah. And who did the original?
Is it like Manfred Mann?
Incorrect. Here's your clue. It came out in 1975. By a solo artist.
Ba-dow, ba-dow, ba-bow,
ow-ow. And his and everything on the album is all keyboards.
So it's not Steve Miller. Gary Numan.
You got half of it right. It's Gary, all right. All right. Gary. Your other clue is he had Love is Alive was a big single. The other single is even a bigger song, Dreamweaver.
Oh, Gary Wright.
Correct. Gary Wright.
Yeah, Gary Wright. I knew it was that genre kind of. I love that song.
And I forget Gary Wright was in some big band before that. It might have been Spooky Tooth or one of those other bands, early 70s British stuff. I can't remember which one it was, but he was a big star before that. And Dreamweaver was a monster. And then nothing after that.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. I love that song. Love is Alive.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've seen them do that live.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen the Winery Dogs twice live. They're great. And they have some cool covers, too. Fooled Around, Fell in Love.
Yeah.
They do that.
I've heard that one. That's awesome.
Yeah, there's quite a few. So don't give me any Winery Dogs covers in the future. Because I have them all. They do. Because Richie Kotzen was, he was in Poison and Mr. Big. So he also covered Stand, the Poison song, but he wrote it. It's his song.
Yeah.
And Shine by Mr. Big, which he wrote because he was in Mr. Big too. So
Well, I follow Billy Sheehan on Twitter. He's on there a lot. He's posting all the time. And he has a bunch of YouTube videos on, like, he makes his own straps. He's a good follow. So anybody out there on Twitter, go follow Billy Sheehan.
I think he's teaching, too. Is he teaching online if you want to learn bass?
He does, like, classes like that, yeah.
Clinics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't read music.
Who cares?
And believe
he
that.
He knows what the hell he's doing.
Oh, yeah. He can play anything, and he's in a boatload of bands, and he's great. But he doesn't. Yeah. He's not one of those guys that just doesn't read music. It's all feel. He just knows it.
Yeah. I don't know how he does as many albums as he's doing, because some group he's with just released an album. They just did the Sons of Apollo album. Well, I guess that was last year, but still.
Right. Oh, if you've ever seen that Sons of Apollo live show, I think it's in Greece or someplace.
Yeah.
In Europe, and they do some covers too. Oh, my God. They do a great cover of a Pink Floyd song.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. It was at a open-air theater in Greece.
Which one was it?
Oh, man. It's so good.
Oh, it's the one with a great guitar solo in it too.
Yeah. Bumblefoot is unreal in that song.
There's a major talent there. That guy can... You know, he was the lead singer of Asia at one point. He played
Bumblefoot?
Yeah, he played in Asia for a little bit, and he was the one singing lead.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's been in Guns N' Roses, and yeah. He can sing, he can play. He's one of those freaks, can do it all. But Jeff Scott Soto, I guess each guy picked a cover song to do in that set. He picked a Van Halen song. Oh, they played in Bulgaria. That's where it was.
Okay.
And, you know, he figured, you know, everybody's going to know this is a Van Halen song, but Van Halen was never big in Bulgaria. So he thought he was going to get a bigger pop doing a Van Halen song, and it didn't, because they didn't know the damn song. It may have been like Mean Street or something like that, something that we all know in the States, but in Bulgaria, they didn't know what the hell that was.
Well, that's hilarious.
Yeah. I heard him talk about that on a podcast. I was like, yeah, I thought I was going to kill it. He went in the stands and he was singing. They figured people would be singing along with him. Nope.
Nope. Maybe you ought to know your audience a little bit.
Yeah, well, I think he's married to a Bulgarian woman, so she probably should have talked to her about that, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, is Van Halen big? I'm gonna kill it with this song. Nope.
All right, well, way to go, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, you blew it on that one, but yeah.
Can you see them all looking at him like, yeah, way to go.
Yeah, way to go, Jeffrey. Find a new lead singer. All right, I think that we did really well. Those are good songs. So yeah. If you like them, go out there and buy them. And if you can't find them, get in touch with me on Facebook, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Go get Winery Dogs, any of the Winery Dogs. It's awesome. Their album, Hot Streak, is great.
That's funny, because I was going to recommend the first one better. Hot Streak, I don't like as much.
Oh, man, the song Hot Streak, I could listen to all day.
Yeah. I love the first three songs on the Hot Streak, and the other ones didn't connect with me, but I love the first album. But, yeah, they don't suck at all. And no. Whenever they play live again, it's an unbelievable experience.
Yeah.
In 2025, whenever that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully they'll have live music maybe in the summer, maybe. Maybe everybody gets vaccinated and...
I hope so.
That'd be nice. I miss going to shows. All right, on that note, have a great vacation.
All right.